Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Lucy Hickmott.
Hello, hope you had a lovely weekend and thanks ever so much for downloading today's episode on Monday the 18th of May. Coming up, residents are complaining about a water leak that's been left unfixed for 6 months and a man who almost died in a crash is giving back to the air ambulance. But first, figures uncovered by Kent Online show hundreds of children under the age of 10 have been recorded as suspects of crime in the county. We submitted a Freedom of Information request to Kent Police. Josh joins me now with more on this story. So Josh, can you take us through the data?
683 young people aged 9 or below were reported to Kent Police between January 2023 and December 2025. The youngest child identified was a 1-year-old girl who was reported to police after another child suffered a minor injury. Violence against another person accounted for the highest number of reports, followed by sexual offences and arson or criminal damage.
So what happens to the youngsters who were reported to police?
Children under 10 cannot be prosecuted in the court system. Councillor Paul Webb, Cabinet Member for Children's Services at Kent County Council, says instead agencies across the county work together to support both victims and the children displaying harmful behaviour.
Thanks, Josh. And this comes as the government unveils plans to shake up the justice system, with parents and guardians facing harsher repercussions for their children's crimes. Ministers want to strengthen orders which compel adults to address their child's behaviour through counselling or face fines.
Kent Online reports.
Detectives investigating the death of a pensioner on Romney Marsh have charged a man with murder. Police were called to a bungalow on Holly Road in St Mary's Bay on Thursday morning and a man in his 90s was confirmed dead. 66-year-old Mark Lambert from Cheriton Road in Folkestone appeared in court over the weekend. A man's been jailed for attempted murder following an unprovoked stabbing in Chatham. Ray Chirisa attacked a stranger in the Brook in October 2024 while on day release from a psychiatric unit. The victim fled to a nearby shop to find safety. The 34-year-old from Hermitage Lane in Maidstone has been sentenced to 23 years in prison. At least 6 people in Sittingbourne have had their windscreens smashed in an alleged hammer attack. CCTV footage captured a boy hitting a car on Terrace Road in the early hours of Sunday, May 10th. Police are now investigating. Residents in Maidstone say water is still pouring from a manhole cover 6 months after the leak was reported. They've raised concerns about bills going up while supplies are being wasted. Romeo Martignetti has recorded a video of the problem at Springvale off Buckland Road.
We're here now at the bottom of Buckland Hill and they talk about saving water. Now this here, it's been leaking for months and months and months, and now it's getting worse. It's actually getting like a bit of a stream and a river. If you can see it running down there. Yeah, they talk about conserving water. Months. And there's also another one up the Tunbridge Road. That's where our water bills are going. Just straight down the drain. Lovely jubbly, look at that.
You can see the footage in the story on our website. We've had this statement from South East Water's Head of Network Repair, Mike Court.
We do not like seeing water lost to leaks and our teams are working hard to find the source of the water and identify whether it is a leak from our pipework or not. We've carried out several tests, but a blocked private drain is currently making our investigation more difficult. We're working closely with the management company and with Southern Water to identify the source of the water. If we find a leak on our network, we will carry out a repair as a priority.
In other news, a court heard how a prolific shoplifter from Dartford took alcohol to feed her controlling partner's greed. Leisha Hodges stole from co-ops in Longfield, Gravesend and Dartford between last August and February this year. It's claimed the 37-year-old from Denny Court also stole packets of ham worth £60. She's been jailed for 8 weeks and ordered to pay compensation. A person's been checked over by firefighters after breathing in smoke during a house blaze in Maidstone. It broke out on Lenside Drive in Bearsted yesterday evening, and the cause is not yet known. Elsewhere, crews have issued a warning after being called to a recycling centre in Thanet after a discarded mobile phone battery overheated. It was discovered in household waste at the tip off Manston Road yesterday afternoon. We're being urged to make sure batteries and rechargeable items are disposed of correctly.
Kent Online News.
A man who works for the air ambulance charity that covers Kent has been telling us how he wants to give back after they saved his life. Warren Porritt is teaming up with three colleagues on a fundraising challenge, walking five marathons in 5 days. He's been telling Nicola about his personal reason for getting involved.
This will mark an amazing celebration, really, of 10 years since KSS saved my life at Roadside. I worked in broadcasting at the time, and we were going off to a film premiere on Father's Day with my wife and my two boys, who were aged 8 and 5 at the time. And I thought I'd take my Vespa out for an hour because I'm a mod, and that was my passion. And unfortunately, I had a head-on collision with a car, which was a near fatal. And KSS came out, and they operated on me at Roadside. I had life-changing injuries. They were able to get me stable and fly me to King's, where I spent 9 weeks. And, KSS has become such a special part of my life, and to the point where in 2017, I decided to start volunteering for KSS. And I kept saying, one day, I'm going to go and work at KSS. I had a really, a brilliant career. But I kept saying, one day is never going to happen unless I pursue it. And, in 2024, I decided to turn my back on a 26-year career in broadcasting. And I pinch myself every day, to work in such an amazing place with, as I mentioned before, such passionate people. And, I get a chance to engage with the public and share my story as well, and know that we're making a difference to our communities. I didn't wake up that morning and think today I'm going to have be looked after by KSS. So it's just about promoting it and as I say, just trying to raise as many of this life-saving funds as we can for our amazing charity.
It really is an incredible story. I'm sure you don't remember too much about the collision and what they did at the time, but subsequently you've probably learnt a lot about what is possible on the roadside and what they did for you that day. And I mean, the technology is just incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we operate state-of-the-art helicopters. Our doctors and paramedics are incredible people. They're at consultant level in hospitals, our doctors. We're not a land scoop and take away. We literally bring the emergency room to the roadside or even in a field or at the beach, wherever the patient is. And it really is the technology that you would only normally find in a clinical setting. It's incredible what they do. They're able to give me life-saving anaesthesia at roadside, and as I say, perform an operation on me and open me up at roadside, which was, it's phenomenal. And I've been privileged enough for people to share their stories with me and to hear some of their experiences, and it's absolutely we're so lucky to have this.
Yeah, we really are. And I think sometimes we forget that it is a charity and funded by donations. And I was chatting to the guys actually the other week because we were talking about fuel prices and how much that has put extra pressure on. So I guess that makes this fundraising event even more important, doesn't it, that you're going to be doing?
Yeah, it's really poignant, the timing. We've been planning this. I think we first talked about it in December, this walk. And we've been planning and training really hard since January. And for me, as I say, it's £57,000 a day to operate our charity, and it's £20.4 million a year, which is an incredible amount. And you know, thanks to the generosity of the public to help us raise that much money is the reason why my two children have a dad today.
The fundraising walk starts today at the charity's Rochester base and finishes at their site in Redhill in Surrey. If you want to donate, you can find details on the KSS website, socials and Just Giving.
Kent Online reports.
Southern Water has put a stop to a 100-home development off Lower Street in Eastry because of the potential impact on the sewer network. The water company have said they failed to take into account a 94-home project on the former Eastry Hospital site next door. Following a re-review prompted by local residents, Dover District Council has confirmed there is no capacity in the sewerage system. It's emerged crowds at a town carnival in Kent were unknowingly standing above a punctured live gas main after marquee stakes were driven through underground pipework. It happened at the Lid Club Day last June, and the problem wasn't discovered until the following day when stakes were removed, allowing gas to escape from the holes. Engineers were called and it was fixed within 24 hours. Risk assessments for events have now been updated to make sure it doesn't happen again. It's hoped new measures being introduced on part of the Kent coast will tackle issues around underage drinking. What's known as a community alcohol partnership sees the police work with local councils, schools, shops and community groups. It's been set up in Margate. Earlier I spoke to Matthew Knight, who's from the group.
Community alcohol partnerships are a national organisation with an aim to reduce underage drinking and related antisocial behaviour. So how a project starts is looking at existing data and current sort of issues related to alcohol misuse. I'm really sort of starting from a conversation. So it'd be myself sort of engaging with local organisations and looking at what's really sort of pertinent to them and how we can assist in sort of reducing those issues related to that alcohol misuse. That's really where it starts from, and then sort of builds from there, bringing in additional partners. So lots of schools, police, fire service, any organisation that really works with young people, because they are ultimately at the heart of every project.
I know education is a big part of it, you know, going into schools and just kind of making young people aware of why they shouldn't be drinking underage. What kind of activities will you be doing in the area, and what will young people kind of be learning about?
So as part of every CAP project, organisations have opportunity to apply for funding for to deliver diversionary activities. So they can be any sort of positive activity that diverts a young person away from alcohol misuse. To give you an idea of some things we've done in other areas in Kent, it's like football tournaments, social enterprise projects, and looking at more sort of building opportunities for young people. So utilising the partners we have sitting around the table and asking them the question, are you able to provide an opportunity for a young person, whether that's work experience or interview skills, supporting with employability routes. Within schools, a lot of that is delivered through the Youth Harm Reduction Officer from Trading Standards. So Andy will go into schools, both secondary, primary, and also colleges now, to deliver a range of sort of sessions on alcohol education, and his colleagues will also join him to have conversations around vaping or tobacco misuse. We've seen across all our CAPs a 64% reduction in regular drinking by 13 to 16 year olds, and alongside that a 42% reduction in alcohol related antisocial behaviour. So there's clear sort of impact data to support all of our projects.
A survey will be carried out at the start and end of the project to look at the progress made.
Kent Online News.
There are fresh calls to improve safety on a road between Staplehurst and Headcorn following another crash. Hawkenbury Bridge is only wide enough for one vehicle to pass at a time. There have been several collisions, including the latest on Bank Holiday Monday. Highways bosses say they're unable to install traffic signals but have put speed limit signing in and will continue to review the situation. A Wetherspoon pub in Deal has submitted a bid to extend its operating hours. The Sir Norman Wisdom in Queen Street is looking to stay open until 2:30 a.m. on Friday and Saturday nights. Bosses say any noise complaints will be dealt with. A decision's expected later this year. A Kent dad has realised his dream of owning a coffee shop to pass on a legacy to his children, motivated by a difficult childhood in care. Husband and wife team Barry and Sam Linsell have opened the Old Bank Coffee Shop in the former NatWest Bank building on London Road in Larkfield. They've been chatting to our reporter Ellie Hodgson.
It was always Barry's dream to open a coffee shop. He was a chef many, many years ago, and then sort of got out of that lifestyle. And then it's always been in the back of your head to open a coffee shop.
Yeah, I think as well we wanted to give something back to the community. They've made us feel welcome here. And yeah, I think it's what the area needs. A friendly, warm, safe environment as well.
And then we came into the position to be able to do it financially and went for it.
Why do you think you've always wanted to have a coffee shop? Is there something about that?
Well, it's a funny story. Is where one of my first professional chefing jobs was in an old bank. It was called the Metropolitan Restaurant in Newcastle. And my first job was to prep everything in the old safe, which is on the ground floor.
Yeah.
And all I can remember that job was burning my hands, cutting my hands, washing up, listening to Macy Gray. So I said, if I ever got a main restaurant, a bank would be great. I can turn the old vault into a fridge. And that never materialised. We kept the vault as a store.
What are you most looking forward to?
Just welcoming them to a friendly space to come and have coffee, meet their friends, have little meetings with sort of their work colleagues, or come for lunch if they're a local business, things like that. And just being a space for the community to come to and enjoy good coffee, good food and good company.
What sort of work has gone into making this happen?
Everything. when we
tears, sweat,
blood money. When we opened the doors, it was a complete shell. So we've had to do everything from ripping out asbestos flooring, redoing the ceiling to make it fire safe, taking off the safe door, which was 3.5 tons.
Three and a half tons
in weight, just for the safe door. Down to literally things like soft furnishings and where you're putting the sugar packets, and yeah, everything has gone into it.
Definitely, and
but it's worth it.
And it's all down to a great team, which has been a local company called Wrap Interiors. Everything from design to build, support,
project managing,
making me feel at ease where I'm not most times. So to relax me and make me feel comfortable, they've done a brilliant job, and I think looking at what they've achieved and what we our vision, I think it pays off.
Yeah.
Something a bit different now, as a search is underway for a goose that's thought to have been stolen from a village pond. He's called Gandalf and is believed to have been taken from Basted Mill Pond near Borough Green. Residents are offering a £400 reward for information. You can see a picture over on our website. And staff and pupils at a secondary school in Paddock Wood are celebrating their best ever Ofsted report. Lee Academy Maskells was deemed strong in several areas under the newly revised inspection framework aimed at raising standards. Inspectors said the school was welcoming and friendly, with pupils feeling a sense of belonging and pride. The head teacher says she's absolutely delighted. That's all from us today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget you can follow us on socials. You can also get updates on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. To sign up, just head to kentonline.co.uk. While you're on the website, you can sign up to Kent Online Premium. It gives you access to content with fewer ads and exclusive stories.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast.